joining us now on the OK Tires Hotline, former Tuscaloosa County great and Alabama great, Marvin Constant. Marvin, good morning to you, man. How are you?
Good morning. It's a pleasure. I'm well. No complaints.
Marvin, I want to get into your book, The Unraveling of a Man Who Bleeds Crimson. But before we do that, you know, you're from the West Alabama area, Tuscaloosa here in particular. I don't know if you have family here or not last night, but did everybody make it out safe? And even across the state, I know we had a tumultuous evening, but did everyone in your camp turn out all right this morning?
Everyone in the family is well this morning. Thankfully, no injuries, no nothing to report this time. Everyone is well.
Well, and that's definitely a blessing as things came through the night last night. Marvin, I want to talk to you about your book, The Raveling of a Man Who Bleeds Crimson. And, you know, we've had the opportunity to work together as you were in the weight room when I was in Alabama. And first of all, if anyone's ever looked at Martin, you know that he's no stranger to the weight room. How often are you still working out, brother? Because you were jacked when you were at Alabama. I know that.
I still like to make it in there about 3 to 4 days a week. You know, you gotta maintain. You know, you can't just fall off. You can't make them look like you were never an athlete now.
That's right. Marvin, so you decided to write this book, and you have an interesting journey here. You're talking about going through 5 knee surgeries and the grueling rehab process, and we all know what that's like. But before that happened, you had to develop a passion for this sport. When did football become the forefront of your mind?
Well, I mean, football was my life. That was the thing that I grew up doing from an early age. You know, that was always my passion. That was my first love my entire life. And, you know, I still love it. So it's always had a very special place in my heart.
Marvin, I saw a stat the other day. It was yesterday. And they asked parents, if you knew your child may get injured, would you prevent them from playing sports? And it was like almost half, 50-50, that they would never let their kids play sports. You played this game at a very high level. I know that was a devastating injury. If you had to go back through it, would you change that opportunity, or would you still play the game with the risk involved?
My passion for playing football was so high, even with the risk, I would play the game. Even after I was injured, I went back and played the game. So to me, it's not even an option. Just the love for the game, the camaraderie, the dominating of your opponent, you know, it creates a level of passion and desire inside of a person when it's, you know, something that they're truly passionate about. And for me, I was truly passionate about it. So I would, 100 times out of 100, I'd play the game.
Now that you've gone through that and you've had the ups and the downs and the things that have happened that led to the writing of this book, I know we're going to get into more detail on it. But what if I pick up this book? What do you want me to walk away with after I've read the story of Marvin Constant?
The main thing I want you to walk away with is depression is a real thing, and people deal with it from every walk of life, no matter how big or strong that person is, no matter what their financial status is, their race is, it's there. It's very prevalent. And how are you going to deal with it when it's you or someone close to you? And having a plan will help you in the long run as far as, I'm not saying you will defeat it, but at least you'll be prepared to deal with it in a way that you'll be able to live somewhat of a comfortable life. So the biggest thing I want people to take away, depression is real. Just be prepared for it.
42 past the hour here on Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com. We're visiting with Marvin Constant, former Central High School standout and Alabama great linebacker here at the University of Alabama. He's written a book, The Unraveling of a Man Who Bleeds Crimson. You can find that on Amazon.com. Marvin, you know, your knee injury that happened, and you talk about the, you know, you had a botched first surgery, then you go through 5 other or 4 other surgeries. The rehab process, which I've been through, is absolutely, that's the depression you just mentioned. The rehab process can add to that. But I'm interested, the fame play, and I say fame because people have marveled at that passion that you took. into the hit against LSU on the goal line. Walk us through what was going through your mind pre-snap, all the way up to the point of contact that's now become a same play in Alabama lore.
Well, that play, you know, was, you know, we only had 4 seconds left on the clock, and if we didn't make the stop, we were going to lose the game. So, you know, stopping him was not an option at that point. It was something that had to be done. So pre-snap, you know, I make my calls as, you know, middle linebacker does. I get everybody where they need to be. And I mean, I'm smacking helmets. I'm hollering at my guys because it's like, hey, we cannot lose this game. And the ball snaps. And, you know, first, you know, it was a play action pass. So I see my guy, he, you know, goes back to the back of the end zone, supposed to be covering the tight end. And I somewhat go with him. And then I see the quarterback start to break. So I leave my guy. He's actually wide open. So if he throws the ball, it would have won the game anyway. And as he jumps, you know, I went to make the tackle. And when I made contact and we came down, I just felt my knee just, the pain was immediate. And I couldn't support myself. So, you know, I just let him go and I just started to fall backwards. Luckily, some other teammates would come in at that time. But, I mean, it was like the pain was unbelievable. So it was, I mean, I knew something was horribly wrong as soon as it happened. And like I said, I fell backwards, and I mean, I just laid there and I'm just watching all these people celebrating around me while I'm sitting here screaming at the top of my lungs because I am in excruciating pain at this point. So, I mean, that's a day I will never forget.
As you're being carted off the field, you know, what's going through your mind? It's got to be a celebration feeling. You know, you make the stop that you're asking your teammates, commanding your teammates to make. You realize that there's 4 seconds left. This is the whole game. However, it comes at a cost. As you're laying there, what's going through your mind?
I mean, there were a lot of thoughts going through my mind. You know, honestly, the thought of winning was so far from my mind at that point. You know, my main focus was my health. Because, again, you know, I tore my patella tendon, ACL, MCL. It was a lot of stuff going wrong. So, I mean, when you look down and you can't see your kneecap, you know you're in a bad situation. So, you know, I immediately just had to focus. And, you know, and I started, you know, like, okay, how am I going to get past this? How am I going to move forward from this day? Because I knew the severity of my injury was not like a typical knee injury.
Marvin, from that moment, that would be, you know, you went on to be named, even though you didn't finish the season, you were still named All-SEC and all of that. From that point, you mentioned you want them to walk away from your book about depression. What was the journey for Marvin Constant from that point to where you are today? Because, I mean, it was one of the greatest moments. I remember it, watching it on television. Celebrate it, and then boom, realize that one of the future stars of Alabama was injured. What happened next after, as Barron said, you were carted off and you realized, wow, this is bad?
Well, you know, my first knee surgery happened. It was just, you know, things weren't done that should have been done in a proper way. So, and I struggled through the rehab process, and that's, you know, I was already depressed about being injured. But having to watch my teammates, because Kenny Smith and Canary Knight were also hurt that day. So watching them go through the rehab process, making progress, getting back to running and getting their life back to normal while I struggled on a daily basis, that took a toll on me. Because how do you set yourself up to go and be productive in rehab knowing you're going to fail every day, knowing you're not going to reach the goals that you have set for yourself? Because that's what I was doing. I was not able to achieve any goals that were on the table for me at that time. And it really began to make a bad situation a lot worse. And it was eating at me in a way, I mean, you couldn't imagine how bad I felt. I was in the toilet at that point. And I really should have had someone to talk to. I should have discussed those things with someone, because as time went on and the issues continued to grow and grow and grow, I mean, I found myself in a really bad situation. And no 20-year-old should be in that situation.
Visiting with former Alabama linebacker Marvin Constant, author of his new book that's out, The Unraveling of a Man Who Bleeds Crimson. Marvin, so you get out of this rehab process, you identify that there are some depression issues. How did you get out of those dark days and into a lighter and more green pasture?
Well, I was fortunate enough to have, you know, my high school team doctor, Barano. He scoped my knee, and he showed me what was really going on with the knee. So thankfully, he set it up for me to go to Alabama's current team doctor, Dr. Kane. And he did a miraculous job on me. I mean, he did a great job. And after he worked on me, I was able to get my life back. And for me, you know, it wasn't until I was able to get back to that point that I began to address the issues that I was having from the depression. You know, I always knew it was there, but, you know, being the big, tough guy, you know, you don't want to acknowledge it, because no one expects the big, strong football player to have those type of issues and those types of thoughts. You know, he's supposed to be normal, quote-unquote.
Marvin, and when you look at, we say normal, it gets to that point where you're now making the track back. I know our listeners are okay. Well, what's the end result? What happened with Marvin Constant? What is Marvin Constant doing now? So tell us what you went to that pit and now you came out. Now tell us what you're doing and tell them how they can get your book, man.
Okay. Well, you can get the book on Amazon. Just type my name in, Marvin Constant, on Amazon. But right now, I currently teach 8th grade special education at Tucker Middle School just outside of Atlanta. And that's actually the reason why I wrote the book, because from teaching special education and seeing that the issues that my students were having with depression and other issues, I began to feel like, you know, I got to talk about this, because these kids shouldn't think that they're different because they're having these issues when I experienced the exact same issues. And they looked up to me so much because I played football. So that's when I was like, okay, I got to talk about this, because, again, these kids who look up to athletes, they need to know that these athletes that they idolize go through the same things that they go through, and that their lives can be normal too. So that was the main reason why I wrote this book, because I don't want anyone to go through what I went through. I want people to be informed, because a lot of people, they don't want to talk about depression. They don't want to bring attention or shed light on it because they don't think it's a real problem or something that someone could just get over the moment that they feel like it. But that's not how it happens. So that's why I wrote it. And outside of that, I'm actually in school as well, completing my doctorate in educational leadership and instructional design. I'm doing some research right now. I'm looking at special education students, the accommodation versus the modification, in terms of which one has more of an impact on their comprehension of scientific terminology, just trying to improve their overall educational experience when it comes to science.
Awesome.
That's Marvin Constant, former Central High School standout in Alabama, great author of The Unraveling of a Man Who Bleeds Crimson. You can get that on Amazon.com. All you got to do is type in Marvin Constant, that's Constant, and look for that book. Marvin, man, appreciate your time this morning, brother, and good luck with your doctorate, and glad you got out of that hole, brother.
Well, I appreciate it, and I just want everyone to know, you know, it might not be you going through something, it might be someone close to you going through it, but, you know, help them, see them through their problem. You know, don't just abandon that person. You might be that person that helps them to turn their life around.
Absolutely, Marvin. Have a good one, brother.
All right, you too. Thanks.